None of it, Larry, the morning madhouse. There you go, Big Cuzzo, T.I. right there. Still letting you ladies know that you can have whatever you like. And T.I. would like for you to boycott Houston's again because some African-American females said they tried to go in the restaurant and sit with their friends and try to use the bathroom, and they were removed forcibly by the security.
Yeah, security is saying, security has one story saying that the restaurant was actually closed and they went in there to the restroom and asked the ladies multiple times to leave. And these are three actresses. One of them is actually on the show, Greenleaf.
Yeah.
Asked them multiple times to leave and then had to, because they refused, had to forcefully be removed from the restaurant. Now, the ladies have a completely different story saying, no, the restaurant wasn't closed. We were actually meeting someone who was already sitting down dining. We were using the bathroom and we didn't leave because we had to take care of what people do in the bathroom. We had to wash our hands and make sure that we had everything straight, which is what people go to the bathroom for. Well, you know, T.I. did say that he had worked on a resolution with Houston's before, as far as their treatment towards people of color. Well, now he's saying, look, I tried the Martin Luther King way. Now it's time to go to Malcolm X way.
Yeah. And, new cats down in ATL, they follow T.I. So, yeah, we're going to see what happens. And, you know, Houston had been losing African-American business. And I think this is going to make them lose more African-American business as well. And, you know, they're also calling for, not T.I., but, you know, black leaders are also calling for a boycott of Waffle House. Hashtag Waffle House boycott, if you haven't seen that hashtag.
So. Waffle House?
Yeah, I'll be damn. I ain't giving them my All-Star special.
All-Star special? Oh, my God.
Family, here we go, man. It's a Wee Family Wednesday.
Hey. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues, too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues, too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Hold on, I'll tell you.
All right, man, we family, what we got?
All right, today's letter says, I have a 20-year-old daughter, but let's go back to when she was 14. I worked first shift and would get us both up in the morning. Well, eventually I started leaving before her, and she wouldn't go to school at all. The school would call me at work, and when I got word of that, I went home and talked to her about it. She stood toe-to-toe with me one day and told me, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care what you say. At that point, I called her dad for help. He laughed. A few weeks later, the same situation. Well, one night around 8 p.m., I was sitting in my living room. We had been arguing. She came out of her room and dove on me, fight mode. What? I beat her ass, even though she caught me off guard.
Really?
I picked up the phone and called After Hours DSS number myself and told them to come get her. Fast forward, we went through therapy treatment and everything as mother and daughter. She spent 1 year in a group home. I sent her through extra counseling. Now she is 20 years old. She's with a man who is almost 30. She's living out of her car with him. Every time she gets frustrated, she blames me. She has places to stay, but the people that she will stay with won't let her boyfriend stay. So she's staying in the car. What do I do? Or when is it okay for me to say I'm done? I give her money that I don't have and lie to my husband about where my income is going. Help.
It's tough. You know, this is a tough situation when you're dealing with, you know, somebody that, you know, you birthed or somebody that is a part of your bloodline. But, you know, kids grow up and they begin to make their own decisions and their own choices. Unfortunately for this young lady, this female, she began to make choices at an early age, at the age of 14, in disrespecting her mother. And, you know, she already tried to lay hands or already did lay hands on her mother. Everybody has a point where they hit rock bottom. This female, this young lady will have a point where she hits rock bottom, and it seems as the parent you have begun to already hit rock bottom. It's going to be tough, but at some point you're going to have to enact tough love because you're not helping the situation. You're becoming a person that is enabling a grown person. Even though she's not fully grown, she has to hit her rock bottom.
Oh, so no, she's grown.
I mean, she's 20 years old.
She grown.
So, okay. So, she, I mean, you know, you, she has, the 20-year-old has to hit her rock bottom. So, you have to pull out so she can hit her rock bottom so she can see the things that she's doing is completely wrong. It's going to be tough, but I would say I take your hands completely off and just, you know, as the older folks say, just put it in the hands of God.
Yeah, I agree with you, Larry. You know, you have done your part as a mother. It wasn't like when she began to act out at a young age, you didn't do anything. You got her help. You all went through counseling. You got her counseling. You went through counseling with her and things like that. These are the decisions that this young lady is making for herself, and she continues to make them because she knows that she can come back and lay a guilt trip on you, and you will continue to give her money. At this point, Mom, it's going to be very, very difficult for you, but she's causing strife in your life now because you are lying to your husband about things such as finance. And lying and finances are already a very important hot topic in a marriage anyway. So at this point, Mom, you're going to have to sort of step away. But I would make sure that when you do, you have a conversation with her to let her know I love you. And when you are ready to make right decisions in life, I will be here to support you. But right now, I cannot support your actions right now.
Well, Larry, you hit the nail right on the head. It should have pulled out 20 years ago. You wouldn't have had no badass kid trying to jump on you and fight you like they're grown.
The mama can't pull out, baby.
Well, she should have pushed the daddy off. What'd you say, Jessica? Push-off game. Strong.
Don't use my words against me.
That's what should have happened. I don't feel not a piece of sympathy for this little kid. I won't be mad at this mama at all if she completely cut this child off. Completely cut the child off. You want to make these decisions? You've been thinking you grown since you was 14. Get your ass out of my face. Get out of my face.
Tough family situation today. 570-WPEG. Chime in right now in the Madhouse 5.88.
It's Charlotte's favorite dysfunctional family. What up?
5.88 WPEG, another Larry the Morning Madhouse. How today is going to be right near 87. Partly cloudy skies, 70 degrees. This afternoon rain chances increasing to about 60%. And you know inside the Madhouse right now, it's a We Family Wednesday.
The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
There it is. What we got today, Miss Jessica?
Today's letter reads, I have a 20-year-old daughter. When she was younger, I worked first shift and would get us both up in the morning. Well, eventually I started leaving before her and she wouldn't go to school at all. When I confronted her, she told me, I'm going to do what I want to do and I don't care what you say. Mm. I called her dad for help. He laughed. One night I was sitting in my living room. We had been arguing. She came out of her room and tried to fight me. I beat her ass. I picked up the phone, called DSS, and told them to come and get her. We went through counseling together, and she spent 1 year in a group home. Now she is with a man almost 30 years old living out of her car. Every time she gets frustrated, she blames me. When is it okay for me to say, I'm done? I give her money and lie to my husband about where my income is going. Help.
Mm. And our comment inside the Madhouse was that, you know, we feel like this parent got to step back and let this young lady hit rock bottom. What's your comment? Good morning.
Good morning. Look, yeah, as far as that family situation is concerned, the mother, I believe that the mother is, she has done everything that she can do at this point. And I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. The daughter is grown now. You're 20 years old. First of all, you thought you were grown since you were 14 years old. So the mom, she did therapy. She did everything that she can do. The only thing that I would say to the mom is make sure that she has a phone so at least you can call her at least once a month or once every 2-3 months, whatever, to see if she's alive. And so you can have the contact with her to say, okay, when you're ready to make right decisions, give me a call. Other than that, that's it. Cut her off. She thought she was grown. It's time for you to go out here and be grown.
Mm, there it is. Pot out of here. Good morning.
Y'all already hit it on the head, but her mama needs to let her go ahead and hit rock bottom. It was a time where
I was completely on drugs, neglecting my kids, sleeping out of the car, just support a damn man. And you know what my mama used to say? Y'all got enough cover out there? She never enabled me or condone what I did. And today, I have a business. I'm working hard. I got my own place, and I'm taking care of them kids that she didn't take care of. And I don't blame her for nothing because I wanted to be grown. So I think her mama need to cut all ties, let her be grown, and sleep in the car with her man because that's apparently what she likes. And she's not going to learn from it as long as she keeps enabling her. Mm.
Thank you for your comment this morning. Charlotte's Plug, we on We Family Wednesday. Good morning. What's your comment?
Yes, I want to comment on the letter. Well, I was that little girl when I was her age, when I was that age. So, group home and everything. So, you know, it's different for a boy than a girl. Even my mom, dad, they kicked me out. And the last time I buck up at 18, they were like, you gone. So I had to live on my own. But see, with a girl, you can't just do that. But she's at rock bottom, like I say. My mom just going to have to go ahead and just say, you know what? I'm not doing it no more. Only circumstances I do it on, if you leave old boy alone, you come home and you do right. That's the only way I can help you. But if you're not going to do that, I'm sorry. You're just going to have to live in your car until you wake up. That's how she got to do it.
Mm-hmm. There it is. You didn't get to comment in on We Family Wednesday. You can definitely leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. And I think what the mother really is struggling with in this letter is that her daughter keeps blaming her for her situation. As a parent, if you know you've done the things that you're supposed to do, don't let your kids guilt trip you, because it will happen and they will do it and you'll feel sorry or start feeling sorry and pity on yourself. But if you know as a parent that you have made the sacrifices necessary for your child to succeed, then you got to live with it and let them deal with their own consequences.
Yeah, I mean, people are smart. She knows what she's doing when she comes to you and she blames you. She's playing the blame game and you are falling for it. This is going to be very hard for you, Mom. This is going to be very, very hard for you to cut your child off. So you sort of need to have a very, very intentional conversation with yourself and prepare for the worst. Prepare for the worst. Prepare for your daughter going out here and making even bigger mistakes and you not stepping in. Prep for the worst, and then when good things happen, you're ready for it.
Right.
But this is going to be, nobody's saying that this is going to be easy, that you're going to just be able to say, I'm done with you. This is going to be very, very hard, but prep for that, Mom, because the outcome is going to be better instead of you continuing to enable your daughter to make these bad decisions.
All right, coming up, man, we're going to check some traffic with Purple. We're going to beat the bomb. We're going to let you try to beat your pocket down with some cash. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.